K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Obi and Ashley's second date update.
Brought to you by attorney Dan Newlin. In a wreck, need a check, Google Dan Newlin.
George, if you can, catch us up to speed on your date.
Yeah, we had mutual friends. I met her in person maybe briefly once or twice before. Was on Facebook looking at my friend's page, and I saw her in a picture, and I remembered her, and I was like, hey, I wonder what she's up to. So started kind of a little conversation on Facebook.
Which, nice. I got to say, I've got to give it to guys who do that and girls, but just in general, like, not to be afraid to do that these days. You never know what could happen.
Like I said, I'd actually met her in person, a couple times. Like, yeah. I said, briefly, just, in passing at parties and stuff, so I figured it wouldn't be like a out-of-the-blue Facebook stalker or nothing.
right.
Sure.
So, we kind of hit it off, conversations back and forth, and I thought, she wanted to do something, just a daytime date during the weekend, something low pressure, nothing crazy. So I had some stuff I wanted to get done over at Bass Pro Shop, and I thought maybe she'd enjoy seeing something about the outdoor life. I know she
camping. Where did you go?
Yeah, I went to Bass Pro Shop.
Okay.
One of my favorite places.
I feel like it's a lot of guys' favorite places.
Like I said, we discussed before, she was never into camping and stuff. I thought, give her a chance to maybe see what it's like. She might enjoy trying it sometime. And went our separate ways. I want to keep it low pressure, just a casual, hang out. And haven't heard nothing.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Well, you gave us Lisa's number. So you know what we do here. We're going to call her. We'll try to talk to her first, and then we'll try to get the both of you talking. Okay.
Cool. Thank you.
Hello?
Yes, we were hoping to speak to Lisa, please.
This is she.
Lisa, good morning. I said we were hoping to speak because there's two of us on the line.
Good
myself,
morning.
Obi, and that's Ashley.
Hi, Lisa.
And so there's two of us. We work for a radio show. We do a big morning show here in town. K92.3 on the radio.
Okay. Yeah, hi.
Okay, do you know of us, or you just being nice?
I know you all.
Okay, you know of the second date update on K92.3?
I've listened here and there, but
what have you heard about it exactly?
Just like, I don't know, like a couple will go out and then find out what happened. And
perfect. Okay, so that's exactly what we're doing, except you went on a date with a guy named George, and that's exactly what we're doing is we're trying to get the both of you back together again.
Wait, did he ask you all to call me?
Yes. So just to kind of give you some background here, we're not just calling you out of nowhere, we promise, and this is not meant to be embarrassing, insulting, anything like that. We're trying to help George out. He does listen to us every morning, and he said he still hadn't heard from you, and he wanted to move forward with us trying to get a hold of you.
Okay.
He'd like to take you back out, bottom line.
The first time was just not what I expected. So.
But it's okay. We're just trying to get you two back together again.
Okay. So wait, you want an answer right now, or I don't really.
What happened that you're not calling them back? Why don't we start there? Because you obviously haven't texted them back or called them back.
Honestly, that's really none of your business.
Oh.
Okay, totally understand.
Sure. But we're just trying to let him down so this way he can move on.
The day was really long. He took me to Bass Pro Shop and, he was just really into this store and wanted to teach me how to, bait fish and teach me about poles and, the water and colors and...
Wait, you knew you were going there, though, right? Like, you knew that's where you were meeting him?
Yeah, but, I didn't know he was going to, take me on a tour of the store. I mean, honestly, from, start to finish, getting there, and the whole thing was, 2.5 hours.
Just inside that one store?
Yeah, and then basically he just lectured me on baiting, and then he wanted to take me to the archery, and then he wanted to show me, camping stuff, and... I was like, are we at Disney World? It was long.
Is it possible that he was trying to bring you into his world, like his world of interests?
I mean, he barely asked me anything about myself or like what I like to do or what I wanted to do, buy me anything or treat me to anything.
Okay. I mean, I'm not laughing at you. Okay. I'm laughing at the situation.
I mean, that would annoy me too. So why don't we do this? Let's clear the air because we do have George on the line and he just had a chance to hear all this. So now all of us can talk.
No, really? I mean,
Hey.
Okay, that's just rude, really.
All right, well, you know, I'm sorry.
I didn't know he was on the line.
If you hated it that much, you could have said something. I mean, I thought it was just a casual day walk-around date, nothing low pressure. I mean, if it was that terrible, you could have said something. You know, I'm not that fragile.
But, George, you didn't even ask me if I wanted to eat anything or if I wanted to go somewhere else.
Well, I mean, you seem interested. I was telling you how to do stuff, you know. I was showing you the ins and outs, setting bait and stuff on a hook and the kind of bait to use. And
I don't even know what you're talking about right now. I mean, after 20 minutes, it's like enough already, you know. I mean, I was just being polite.
That's what I was just going to ask.
Wow.
Did you think maybe this would eventually go somewhere? Because we can just be done with this call now if there's no chance.
No, we're not going on a second date. I'm sorry, George.
Hey,
we can
okay.
be friends, we can see each other, but like that was, I mean, that was just a long day.
Wow.
Okay, wow. All right then. Well, all right, noted.
All right, at least we got you guys talking.
Home of Obie and Ashley's second date update.
Did you miss it? Catch the latest drama on the K-82-3 app.